What's up, people? Welcome back to the chaotic episode that's about to follow in yours only, The Vagabond Dilemma. Henry gets scolded twice. First time because his recording apparently dies, and then later on because he's touching his mic. And at some point, I talk about Instagram showing me porn. Without further ado, let's get into the episode.
Hello, everybody.
Na na welcome. Na na.
All right.
Na na na. Na na na.
All right. Hello, everybody. Let's. All right. Hello, everybody. Yeah. I don't want to play anymore.
Every single intro, for the last six episodes, you've always gone. All right. Let's wrap it up here. We're done.
I wonder what the common denominator is there, huh?
Homophobia.
It should be. And yet, I don't even know what that means, honestly. Alright, well, I wanted to say, you know, I actually did come up with something right before you started screaming through my intro, so...
Go on.
Welcome to an extra wintry episode of The Vagabond Dilemma.
That's what you call winter?
Well, what I see outside, I call winter.
The snow that falls and immediately melts, that's not winter. That's disappointment.
It's both, because winter is disappointment.
This man.
And disappointment.
Y'all heard it, right? Y'all out there, you heard
this man
right now?
Anybody that likes snow, please lose my number. I don't want to ever talk to you, all right? I'm saying this on the record. I'm sorry, but bye.
Everybody who likes... That's such a good phrase. Just everybody who likes blank, lose my number.
Nah, I mean, okay, there is better snow for sure. I mean, the snow here is extraordinarily shitty, I will say.
Yeah, it's basically snowing shit, as in, like, whoever not been to Netherlands, just imagine shit falling from the sky that's snow in the Netherlands.
Yeah, that's basically what it looks like after 5 minutes as well.
That's very true. Because, okay, shouldn't we tell the story of the lengths you go to make good lunch?
Sure.
At the expense of my health?
Huh?
So everybody, today, right, me and Henry, we've been known to hang out even outside of the podcast.
That's crazy,
right? And today, I was at university, as I do, because I'm a smart boy. And Henry was like, oh, you wanna grab lunch? And I was like, well, alright, today we can. So I waited there, like a good boy, for 2 hours. And then Henry comes down and he's like, let's go to lunch. And as we already mentioned, it's snowing outside, but it's melting immediately. And by the time we got to the spot, which wasn't anything original, it was just our favorite spot. Everybody, please go to Takumi in Eindhoven if you ever get here.
No advertisement.
No, I will advertise because they deserve it. Anyways,
No!
So by the time we got there, my feet were puddles. I had two small swimming pools in my boots. And then now, when I got home, the first thing I did was showered like crazy. Oh my god, I loved it, Henry. The self-care I did, you can't even imagine.
Jesus Christ.
And I did this because you wanted to get good lunch. And I was ready to suffer because of you, and I think I should be commended for that. Best friend of the year 2023. We don't even need the rest of the year.
Oh, you're calling me good? Okay, yeah, then deserve.
No. I am the good friend. You're trash.
What? You took a shower. Your stinky ass took a shower. Wait, I think sit tight. No, it's still going. No, it's not. It's on a roller coaster. Is it going?
What's happening?
It is. No, I don't know. It's being really weird.
What do you mean?
It's freezing and unfreezing, but the timer, I'm not sure if it's ticking right.
Well, this is fun. We'll leave this in the episode if it actually happens, but
Oh, it's acting really weird.
5:49 is where I am.
Yeah, me too, but I don't know when. I also have like a minute before that, right?
Well, then just add a minute.
Yeah, but
that's how math works.
Okay, I think it's actually okay, but I cannot guarantee it. That's the thing.
Minimize it. If anything, we've been known to re-record stuff.
All right. Well, okay, sure. Okay. Well, all I wanted to say is, you know, I hope you're staying. He has to take a shower, and I think I should be committed.
Oh, no, it's back. It's back, what? Henry. People what? Of the podcast, this is what I've gotten because of you, because it's definitely because of this podcast. I think I've gotten tinnitus.
Bruh. Yeah, I mean, I don't really know what you can do about that. Put on some background music, and I don't know, that's it. Sorry, bud.
I should go and get rid of my ears.
That's an idea. You can go deafen yourself.
Take a brick and hit myself with it.
Yeah, that's not how I would do it, but, you know, whatever floats you about.
Indeed, indeed. Well, anything else from your end, good lord?
I actually did have something, but I'm already forgetting it, so...
I know what you had. Actually, I know what you had.
Yeah?
The introduction of the podcast.
Oh, no, here's what I had. I already did that. Never mind, should I just introduce the podcast?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I fucking segued like a god, and you're like, nah, it's good.
Yeah, because I remembered in that moment what I wanted to say, is that, you know, you had a nice shower, right? You're a clean little boy. Meanwhile, I'm still sitting here with my wet feet, you know? It has.
Oh my god, are you actually?
Yes,
did you
I
at
am.
Least change the socks?
No, I didn't. For a fact. And I won't. Just to prove a point.
Okay.
All right.
To the next episode, Henry, you'll come in like... just like sore throat, runny nose, everything.
Should I change my... I'll do it after the episode.
You better.
Anyway, is there anything else I should be doing right now, Rudy?
The intro, I think.
Whoa. Yeah, so this is the... this is the Vagabond Dilemma. yeah.
Well, that's it?
Right. That is, I mean, that it's true.
Every time you surprise me even more with how less you want to do for this one sentence you have to say every episode.
Next time I'm just going to be silent.
Honestly.
Alright, so, Vagabond Dilemma, we pick an explorer on the show, and we talk about their background a little bit, talk about their final mission, and then make up a fitting ending, perhaps.
Fitting indeed, like a glove on a foot.
Like a glove on a foot.
Yes.
So not that fitting, I guess.
We've been known to not have fitting endings.
Yeah. Alright, and today... I will preface, like I have, I feel like the last five times I did an episode, there's not a ton of info, but I got a nice little side segment which should last us a good amount of time.
You should have been like, but I did my research, and I squeezed every bit of knowledge there in this world about this explorer, so here we go, and then you just continue for half an hour of like just pure facts about this explorer.
I mean, there was not that much, like, at all. I could get through this in, like, 5 minutes if I wanted to. Probably. But I don't. See, here's the thing, Rudy. Here's the secret. Hey, everybody, listen up. Because they don't want you to know this.
Stop touching the mic. We don't deserve to listen to your mic touches.
I'm not touching the mic, you motherfucker. Sorry.
Okay, keep going.
Cut that out. Sorry. I'm PG-13. Hey. I'm not touching the mic, brother.
okay, this is becoming a question. Go on, go on, go on.
They don't want you to know this, kids, but I try not to blow through the entire episode, you know? We try to make it a good time.
Preserve the load, I get it.
Exactly, well, maybe. I don't know.
Shit really went downhill fast.
Alright, anyway, today we're talking about... Rudy?
Monaco.
No. I wish you would come more prepared to these, King. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, how can I prepare if you don't tell me anything, huh?
No, today we're talking about John Knight. And I don't have any other info, rather.
John Nutt.
Nice.
Wait, that's what you said, didn't you?
I said John Knight, like, 3 times.
You said John Knight?
Knight. As in the guy John with the Nutt. Sword, you know? John Knight, like the guy that chopped, like, yeah, you get it.
Wait, he's an actual knight?
Well, no, it's his name.
Oh, okay, go on.
All right. The information on Johnny Boy is not a lot. There's mostly just over his two voyages, one of which ended in a rather poor fashion.
Okay.
So, we're going to talk about it a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So, first of all, backstory. Johnny was looking for the Northwest Passage.
Hey, you love those, don't you?
I do, and spoiler alert, the people that are doing that got lost on the Northwest Passage that are still left on our list, I want to do them next time, so...
That's kind of your bit. I will allow you to do that, yeah.
I will. So, quick backstory on Northwest Passage, because I don't remember how many times we talked about it already, but I figured, you know. So, the Northwest Passage is a boat route through the northern parts of modern-day Canada, and the reason for the route is to have a passage from Europe to Asia that is faster than just sailing all the way around Africa or South America, because, you know, those are quite long journeys. And at that time, the 1600s, Asia was kind of still an untapped market that needed to be tapped for Europeans. So, that's the reason they won it, that's why there was competition to get it, and Johnny Boy is one of the people that, you know, went out there. Yeah, so what they wanted to do is undercut Spain and Portugal, which were already, like, in Africa and shit. So they wanted to find an alternative way, basically. Mm-hmm. So, first voyage. This was not Northwest Passage related, I think, but it's close enough, so we're just gonna say maybe it is. By the way, can I just quickly? Very quickly.
How dumb do people have to be in 2023 that even till this day think that Earth is flat? Even those dumbasses back in whatever this was, were like, Earth is round, we can go another way.
I mean, they had to prove it as well, right?
But they still fucking did it, right? And that was century what?
I think, wasn't the circumnavigation in 1549 or something?
Exactly.
I don't know.
And we have some idiots going, oh, Earth is like a disc, it's like a cookie, but the Mars is round, you see, because Mars is observed to be round, but Earth is not. Fucking idiots.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of stupid, but... I don't know. It just depends on your background, Rudy. You know? Some people just don't know any better.
I can't answer to that. Honestly, yes. Yes.
But, you know, as long as we keep relentlessly making fun of them, they'll learn someday. So, alright. First of all, this was not necessarily a trip to the Northwest Passage, but this is, like, in the area, basically. Mm-hmm. So, in 1605, Knight took part in a Danish expedition to Greenland, but he was not, like, the captain, he was part of the crew. Later on, he would be the captain, as far as I'm aware. Mm-hmm. So they managed to get there, but they couldn't get to the land because they're, you know, crazy concept, but there was ice in between.
Holy shit, the ice, land, huh?
There was ice in between the land and the ship. So, they couldn't get there. But instead, they just sailed along the coasts. They never got to land. But what they did do is they named several, like, island cliffs and stuff along the journey. And here's a fun quiz for you, Rudy. Mr. Johnny Knight even got a set of islands named after him. And you now get to guess what the name is. What do you think?
Knight Islands?
Knight's Island, exactly right.
Well, there you go. Where is it?
I don't know. I didn't look it up because it kind of doesn't matter for the story.
Well, I will.
Well, go ahead, buddy.
Did you just lie to me?
Well, this is what I read, bud.
Knight's Island,
maybe...
Newfoundland and Labrador, Canada.
This was... Well, I mean, there you go. Maybe that was something else then. I don't know. Maybe they renamed him in Greenland and gave him back to them in Labrador.
It's right. Not even, I'm going to be honest, it's not even that close to Greenland.
What, Labrador?
The Knight's Island, if that's the same island we're talking about.
I don't know if it is. I just read it that in the Greenland expedition, he got them the island.
They saw across the whole ocean and they were like, that one, name that one after me. Note it down. That one, you see that one? Not the one on the left, the one in the middle. Yeah, that one.
Well... I mean, Greenland and Labrador, I mean, that is the Northwest Passage, right through there. So maybe, I don't know, it wasn't very detailed, let's put it that way. Anyway, this brings us to our little side segment, and I hope you're going to have fun with this one, Rudy. Yeah. This will be somewhat visual for us, so I'm sorry to any dear listeners, but Rudy will do his best to describe it to you.
I will. I got uploaded something on Discord. That's what it's going to be. Okay.
That's right.
Should I just start describing what I see?
No. I got a little intro to this.
Okay.
So, this is a bit of a silly segment, but I kind of thought about this while I was reading about them just naming islands off of the coast. So, I just thought it was kind of funny, right? That they were just naming rocks basically random shit, like...
Yeah.
You know? So I thought, how about we do the same today, right? I have a picture of a rock that I just sent Rudy. I'm going to ask Rudy to briefly describe the rock and then come up with a name for it.
And I love this.
I will do the same. I will also come up with a name for it. I just want it to be known that like the limits for naming the rock is completely up to you, because it was completely up to them as well, basically. So you can name it like anything you want. Just give a motivation for it.
Yeah.
So, King, what do you see? Which rock is this? What kind of rock is this?
So, I see...
Oh, wait. One thing. Yeah. I just want to say I chose this rock completely at random, so...
Okay. So this seems to be a rock in a desert, judging by the fact that the rock is that, you know, that sandy color? It's one of those rocks that you would think is in Australia, I feel like. It's the ones that are kind of like outcrops of the land. They're not particularly edgy. They're kind of smoothish, but with voluptuous volumes, I would call it.
That's a good way to phrase it, yeah.
Yes. So, and it's not very high, I would say, because, you know, there are bigger rocks than this one, definitely. To put in a perspective, in the same picture, there's a tree. That tree seems to be some kind of desert tree and is somewhat halfway up the rock. Oh, I just noticed there are also people that are barely noticeable on the rock.
Yeah, I think the tree is a bit of fake perspective, basically.
Yeah. Like, okay, so people-wise, people seem quite small, but you can climb halfway up the rock quite easily, it seems. Wait, there's more person even up to the top. Actually, two-thirds up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I would say it's not a massive rock, but it's also not a small one. Maybe like,
it honestly
let's say
reminds
50 meters.
Me over melting ice cream. So that's why I will give this rock the name of the could have been rock, because it could have been better.
The could have been?
And it's spelled with a K.
Oh, perfect, because the spelling could have been better too.
Okay. It would be KUDABIN rock.
Could have been, alright, I get it.
Could have been rock.
Very nice. You know, for me personally, the top shape with the shading, it looks like a nose. Do you see that?
With one nostril?
No, with two. There's like a little separating
line.
Oh,
you know, now that
it's kind of...
It kind of looks like a face. Because there's
it does.
There's this straight part that looks like a mouth and just going hum.
Yeah, it looks... Honestly, it kind of looks like a skeleton, if you ask me.
Yeah, like okay, pushing it, but okay.
Look at it like this, right? Its head is lying down, and you see the vertebrae coming down into the ground.
This is really picturesque for the listeners.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Anyway, I was gonna go along the lines of something like that.
The so vertebrae maybe... rock.
Vertebrock.
I love that. I love that.
There you go. I don't know if we... I mean, if anybody wants to see the picture of this rock, feel free to mail us. I'll send you it.
I receive enough DMs on Insta, I'm gonna put this picture in my Instagram story without context.
That's a good idea as well. If you want to see the rock, then harass Rudy, I guess.
Hell yeah.
Alright. Back to the episode. So... A year later, after they came back from that, Knight was tasked, along with a couple others, but it was a pretty small crew, just for context, to make a venture to find the Northwest Passage. And he was asked to do that by the Russia and East India Company. Mm. So, he left from the Orkney Islands, which is basically North Scotland, with a like small but decent crew on the 18th of April, 1606. But they struggled a lot, to say the least.
Let me guess, ice?
Ice. That's a... Hey, that's a great guess. How did you know?
Do I get a medal for this?
I wish I was here in your room right now to give you a medal for this, but unfortunately, all I can offer you is a rock to the face next time we meet.
I'll take it.
And you even get to name it afterwards.
When it's stuck in my face, yeah?
So, they were struggling a lot with ice at the start, but they managed to make it to Labrador, right? Where you were just looking, wow. Rudy. Where the plan was to explore the coasts in summer and in the winter spend, like, on land. Because, you know, you might not think this based on the rest of the story, but it's hard to sail through ice. It really is. And very small side note here, because this is where I got distracted in my research. What do you think is the origin of the name Labrador?
The dog?
No. For the location. It's a province in Canada, for those
unaware. Yeah, it's Newfoundland and Labrador, right?
Yes.
Wait, so the dog Labrador has its name because of whatever this will be?
I don't know. I didn't look into the dog.
You better leave the dogs out of it, but...
I definitely... Hey, you know I would.
Labrador, what else can... Because it's always just associated... Okay, is it something that seems logical?
Yeah, I mean...
Wait! I just noticed that in Newfoundland and Labrador there's a place called Happy Valley Goose Bay.
This is what happens when you, like, have to rename an entire continent, basically, after colonizing. Happy
Valley Goose Bay. What the fuck, Labrador... Wait. Something with a laboratory?
No.
I have no idea.
The Portuguese explorer that found it was called João Fernandes Labrador, which was, you know...
And was he into dogs?
No, his last name was Labrador, basically, Rudy. That's why.
Oh, okay.
I just thought, you know, when I started thinking about it, I was like, what if it's just they came ashore and there were just like hundreds of Labrador dogs just running around having a good time?
That's the paradise on earth for many of us.
Yeah, and then probably as the colonizers that they were, they would have killed them all.
And now we shit on Chinese people for eating them.
Chinese people don't eat dogs, please. That's, you know.
I mean, I honestly, this is a side note, and it might be a hot take in the Western world that we are. I wouldn't do it, but I also don't think it's that big of a deal as people make it to be.
No, it's not. Well, hey, how about this? Don't eat my dog. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't even have a dog. You know, some people would find it weird that other people eat horse, and that's still done in the world, right? So.
Horse is good.
There you go, there's one.
I mean, the reality is, you know...
It's just culture, it's different culture.
Yeah, I mean, it's still, you know, if you're not opposed to eating one animal, it's kind of weird to be opposed to eating a different animal.
You know? Moving on from the Labradors.
So, Chinese people, you've done nothing wrong, basically. Just don't eat my dog. But, and you know what? That goes for everybody. All right. Sorry for that sidetrack. So they anchored near Labrador towards the end of June, but due to violent storms, the cable, which I assume was between the anchor and the ship, snapped, and they were drifting.
Oh no!
And then they were slammed, like, I guess in a like shallow part or on the shore, and they lost the rudder, so they couldn't steer anymore. And the ship was also slowly filling with water. So, you know, quite the struggles. A little oopsie, as they say in the business.
This is us playing Sea of Thieves.
It really is. So, one crewmate went ashore with the task of finding a place where they could just beach the ship and repair it. But after returning unsuccessfully, Johnny Boy himself went with three other crewmates. to find this place, but they never came back.
They went on land in Labrador.
Yes, they went on land, they went over a hill, and then they never came back.
It's like that scene, I don't know the movie specifically, but it's a very old movie, I think with Brad Pitt, but this, where he basically plays death. Have you seen that movie?
No.
It's like the whole precipice is, I think, that so there's this lady, her father is a rich man, whatever, and she meets this very young looking good, like, you know, dude, basically, right? And then he's, I think, because it's so old, I can't remember the plot. He's allegedly a business partner with the dad.
Right.
And then throughout the whole movie, you find out that he's actually dead because, well, he's death, and he's supposed to collect her father because he's very old and he's about to die. But death falls in love with this woman and whatnot. And at the end of the movie is where he waits on top of a hill, and the dad says goodbye to the girl, and they both like walk over the hill as in like to the afterlife.
Oh, as in walking over a hill is like a metaphor for dying?
Yes.
Damn. Well, you could use that in the following segment in a minute. Anyway, after they died, only two crewmates were left alive to fend for themselves.
The whole ship, just two people?
Well, yeah, after, I mean, four of them...
It really is a Sea of Thieves simulator.
There were six, and then four of them fucked off and died, so only two left. Two crewmates left alive I have here, and that makes me think of Among Us, sorry. So, that was it, Rudy. They were never seen again. What do you think?
I mean, I've voiced several opinions throughout this podcast, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I feel like some of them might be stronger than others. Okay, I just gotta cap to the chase. I know exactly what happened. It's well known. That somewhere
there. Oh, it
there,
is. I must have missed that.
Yeah. Somewhere there, just somewhere between Quebec and Newfoundland Labrador, it's the end of the world because it's flat.
Oh, classic mistake.
Yeah, exactly. So they walked over the hill, and they just didn't see because they were like waving goodbyes and like, we're gonna come back, bye bye, you know, like see you in 2 days. And they just fell over the edge of the earth because that hill on the other end, there was nothing, just cosmos. And they were like, no, actually, wait. They were, because it's gravity, right? They didn't fall off the earth, but they fell on the other side of the world. So they basically imagine this, they just walk, and then the gravity flips, and then you're like, whoop, on the other side of the world.
Right.
Like in one step.
And what was on the other side, Rudy?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know? That's the other side of the coin. That's for universe to be on balance, everything that has to be opposite of what it is here.
Right.
That means men have manners, women are barbarians, America is the shittiest place on... No, wait, that's... America is the best place on earth to be.
Nice.
Yeah. Latvia had 13 colonies throughout the history, still has two.
Oh.
People okay. See colors in basically the different spectrum.
So red is blue, grass is purple.
Yeah. Everything like that. You know, it's completely opposite. It's the opposite world. And the time there flows like people there are born old and die young.
Oh yeah, that's great. So what happens if you fall off onto that side? Do you just start regressing again?
Oh, that's... I mean, you basically go mad. You turn into a mush.
You turn into a mush?
Because imagine seeing all of that. Because it's everything is completely... It's kind of, like, interesting, right? Because even the universal laws, they're different.
Right.
The it's only things that stay nice constant is the gravity, because that keeps us on this disk that we call Earth, right?
Right.
For us day, for them night.
Heyo.
Yeah. They talk in radio frequencies. As in, like, our what we perceive as the you know, hearable noise, it's basically, they don't speak in the same frequencies. They open right. their mouth, it's like,
So, is his name on the bottom? Is it then John Day?
Yes. Yes, but with a K, it's K'day.
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 Hey, that sounds like good day almost. Hey, yeah. It's John. G'day.
Honestly. Well, there you go. I've been. It's weird. I don't want to go again.
Yeah, and I just want to use this small moment to say we endorse the flat earth theory. We're right there with you, people. Don't let the globalists get to you, okay?
Everybody knows this Australia's fake. Although you're allegedly from there.
Yeah, you know, I'm infiltrating society. Don't tell anybody.
You are the lizard people.
Well, really, I also have an inkling, perhaps, as to what happened. So, they went off the ship, right? They were like, yeah. Oh, we're going to look for a spot to beach. And they went over the hill. And what happened next? They saw a rock in the distance. And it was like, oh, is that a rock? And now, smitten by the fact that he was on land for once and not just drifting in front of eyes, they went towards the rock, you know?
Yeah.
And from one rock, you see another, and another, and another. And thus, John and the crew, well, the crew tried to resist, but, you know, John's love for rocks could not be stopped. And as he named all of them, he just
it's
kept
like
going
if you
further
look at
inland.
Labrador right now, you find the path of John 1, John 2, just rocks in a weird line.
And he traveled far, but unfortunately, in his quest to name all the rocks in Canada, he could not, well, I guess he couldn't find enough food because he was too busy naming rocks. And thus, he met his demise.
It also could be a nice theory that you said they were drifting apart, right?
Right.
It's no, you know, definitely scientific facts here. The Labrador's sea is quite rough, right? If the ship is drifting and there's no steering, it's just like, basically like an earthquake. It's like, you go left, you go right, then you swirl around 90 degrees, then you go upside down, oopsie-daisy, and then it's like, woohoo, there's a whole disco going on. And then he finally gets on land, and it's like, you know what happens when you step out of a carousel? You can't, like, walk in a straight line.
What kind of carousels have you been on?
But, like, you've been on the... That's why, by the way, this is true about me. I can go on, like, the craziest of roller coasters and I'll have a great time. If you put me on some kind of, attraction that just is, you know, the circular motion, just a carousel, I will throw up. I will not have the time of my life. I will die on it. I don't know what it is for me, but I get sick from those things so easily.
Stuff that goes in circles fast.
Yeah, basically.
I have a pretty good story about that from a couple years back, actually, but...
I mean...
I'll tell it after the podcast.
So anyway, so they stepped off the ship and they're like, what? Ah! And they keep, like, going back and forth, and then they fell into a crevasse and died.
A lot of falling in this episode.
They just basically, you know, they didn't walk over a hill, they stumbled over a hill and died.
Right. So Labrador seas are known for being rough, and Labrador's land is known for having random crevices filled
with
skeletons at this point.
That's why our good friend Davy Jones is hiding in Hudson Bay, because the first thing, there's basically automatic gate. Nobody will go there because Labrador Sea will just fuck them over.
Except for Henry Hudson and... That he made it through. He was the first test.
Yes.
That's why he got made into the crew of Davy Jones, was it not?
I don't remember the theory you made.
Well, Rudy, you got anything else?
I mean, it could have been the dogs. Honestly, I think, you know what? Sometimes some things are just too good to be true. You know what I mean?
That's true.
And a lot of people give a lot of slack to dogs just because they're cute. And I understand that, but then there's Labradors. Everybody's like, that's the perfect dog. Literally, you know, Look in those eyes, you see nothing. It's like pure bliss. They're so cute, so loyal, basically balls of joy, right? Too good to be fucking true. Too good to be true. They're actually ravaged beasts, sea beasts and that. And then those maniacs, those yobos, eat anything that moves in the Labrador Sea. And they saw this cable, the one from the anchor, and they're like, and then they just grizzled through it. Ship didn't start drifting. They were pushing it back and forth, those maniacs, and the people were trying to save themselves. And then our boy knight was like, oh my fucking god, save yourselves, people. But the two brave men stayed on the ship. They're like, we go down with the ship in the dog's mouth. And but little did they know that the dogs can not only swim but walk too. So Johnny Knight met his end because the Labradors followed him across the hill.
So the recount of him going over the hill was while being chased?
Yes.
So in this case, are there our sea Labradors, or it's still the same animal, both on land and in the water?
I would say that the Labradors we know now, I don't know the story in between, but those are distant descendants from the savage beasts I'm talking about in these days back in Labrador Sea. It's mane that reaches 2 meters. It's teeth that's bigger than anything you ever seen. Eyes that are redder than tomatoes. Noises that even the beluga whales would be scared of.
I feel at this point, why not just eat the ship instead of biting a stupid
because
little
they're
cable?
Carnivorous. What are they going to do with wood in their mouth? Oh, we'll spit you it know out. What I could do with a wood in my mouth on a Friday night? Hey!
Hey!
Yeah, I'm so done with this.
Honestly, King. Buddy, maybe it's, you know, no, never mind. Maybe this is better for off.
Is this homophobia? Are you about to tell me to stop being gay? Huh? Huh? Huh?
Didn't we endorse that earlier?
What? What is my mouth?
Was that off the pod? I don't remember.
Off the pod. Look at the lingo we used today.
Sorry. I didn't say anything. Hey. Hey, Rudy. We love you. I just want that to be known here.
Thank you. Makes one of us.
Then you're the homophobe if you hate yourself.
I've just been known.
Well, Rudy. You think we should go to the resolution, or you have any other ideas? I'm trying to think, but today's not my best day.
It's very interesting to read the nutritional information of Arizona Mandarin Orange Green Tea with Honey and Mandarin Orange.
I think you're really getting into the advertisement business, aren't you?
Hell yeah.
I wouldn't say that's for the better, King. As long as we're not getting any kickbacks.
Well, I mean, what are they gonna do? Sponsor us?
Yes.
Isn't that good?
Yes.
Then what's the problem?
Good point. Keep going.
South China, anyone?
Hey-o!
Oh, yo, I have actually... This is a sidetrack. Instagram, I know you're listening. Fuck you! Listen, this was not okay. First of all, okay, I go on Instagram for you page, and sometimes, because you like... You know, they have an algorithm. I feel like nowadays with TikTok, with Instagram, with any social platform that has those type of algorithms that try to personalize the content for you, the biggest problem is the algorithm is way too sensitive. Like, for example, I mean, everybody likes a lot of things. I recently got into miniature art, as in like everything, you know, people make whole like 3D designs of full houses, but they're very, you know, small. And I find it very interesting the way they like, you know, how they make it, because you can't really use your fingers because they're too big for the things you try to make. So you use small instruments, self-made. Like, it's a very interesting process for me, at least, right? This is all boomer shit, I guess. But anyways, so I started liking more of that. Then I, of course, I like improv comedy, so I like a lot of that. And at some point, I feel like if I deviate from that a little bit, if I like something else, you know, just one picture that might not be with the same hashtags as before, the whole algorithm is now like, holy shit, he loves this. Let's start pushing five different things of this in his face, right? That's the first problem. And then the second comes in, which I have no idea what I liked or like where did it come from. Because, I mean, maybe it was some kind of homoerotic art that was just a hashtag erotic. But anyways, my surprise, when I open Instagram, in lectures, like it was a break, right? It was a lecture. I open Instagram and I swear to God, it's basically porn what I'm seeing. There's a lookingly semi-young girl, could not have been more than 20. Honestly, I started questioning if she's even legal, right?
Jesus Christ, buddy.
It was smart. She was basically, you could see everything she had to offer, but Instagram did not blur it out because she had a full body fishnet on. So I think the algorithm thought that she has like, she's clothed. But you can definitely, it was a see-through thing. And I was like, what the fuck? And I reported it the first time it happened, right? I reported, I don't want to see this on my Instagram. I sent the report. Right. By this point, I've reported that kind of shit 10 times. I keep reporting, it keeps coming back. Instagram is like, oh, you're playing hard to get. I know you love this. What the fuck?
Shouldn't you just stop interacting with posts like that?
I tried for the first, like, okay, there was some moment where I was like, I can't be bothered to report it, so I just scrolled past. Yeah. Like, and then every day I see, like, at least one of those, and I just scroll past, nothing happens.
So funny.
Jeez, I, like, literally, Instagram, I like dick, at least that show me, not the freaking...
They're harassing you.
Honestly, this is homophobia at its finest.
Wait, they're trying to straight wash you. This is fucked up.
Actually, I did almost turn straight today.
Damn.
I used the urinal. I really had to pee, and all the normal toilet boots were closed, and I was like, fuck, I have to go for this. So I used the urinal, and I felt so straight.
Is it, huh? Alright, this is like not a relatable thing. I've never heard this. Like, this is such a straight
thing. There's just something about whipping your dick out in public. I just can't get along with it.
In public, brother, you're still in the toilet. You're still in the restroom.
Anyway, should we
yeah, go? Okay. You know what? Let's go back to John, alright?
Yes.
I think John would have wanted us to go on an Instagram tangent. John, if you're out there, keep naming those rocks, King. Don't give up. Alright, let's just go to the resolution. How about that? Mm. Alright, so this is pretty... It's a pretty good story, quite honestly. So, he was killed by natives, it seems. It's theorized he's killed by natives. So, bye, basically.
That's the whole story. Goodbye.
Here's where it gets cool, right? Here's where, you know, where the radical kids come out to play.
Okay.
The two remaining crew ended up being able to repair the ship somewhat and sailed down to Newfoundland, where they actually managed to sail all the way back to England from. So,
on a semi-sinking ship.
Well, it wasn't sinking anymore at that point, I have to assume, because they were
able to
repair
it. Now I just imagine them actually, like, launching buckets of water all the way back to England out of the ship. It's like it's half sinking, but they keep, you know, like, getting the water out and doing that the whole way to UK.
And then we even throw it behind the ship for some extra forward power.
Yeah, because that's how physics work.
That's exactly how it works. You know, little known fact, these guys later became the Sea of Thieves dev team. That's right. Because they had so much experience sailing together.
This is some best advertisement today.
Today truly is a corporate capitalism episode.
Indeed.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. If you have a sponsorship with big money cash, please send it. Yeah, do you have something to say first? Sorry.
We just jump from outro to just goodbye. Where's the?
This is usually how we do it. So,
where's the contact us?
I was about to do that.
Oh,
if you have big
money, you're doing so great, Henry. You're today on a roll. Honestly, I listen to you and I'm happy.
Thank you. I listen to me and I'm happy too. Always.
That was a close call.
Alright, if you have big money sponsors, send them to us at thevagabonddilemma@gmail.com. That's our mail, just the name of the show. Or otherwise, if you want to see rocks, please go to Rudy's Instagram.
At 000RUDYS000. Please do send me the request to post this rock. I fucking will.
I'm unfortunately not on Instagram, but I just hereby formally request that you put it on your story.
Yeah.
Actually, I guess you'll have to do it in a couple weeks then, huh? Or do it now. What if you do it now?
Okay, we can decide on this later. It would be quite funny, yeah.
Okay. Well, in any case, goodbye, everybody. Bye.
Bye.